When I reached the top of the stairs, I knocked at a second interior door, which was opened moments later by a housekeeper who was on her way out. In her left hand, she carried her purse and a big brown paper bag. In her right, a lightweight vacuum cleaner. I worried she'd make a misstep and take a tumble.
You need help?
No, I'm good. This is lighter than it looks, she said, indicating the vacuum cleaner.
She called back over her shoulder.
You have a visitor, Mrs. McCabe.
Thanks, Valerie. I'll be right there.
See you Tuesday.
The housekeeper continued down the stairs. Lauren appeared in the doorway wearing embroidered flats, trim slacks in navy blue wool, and a teal silk blouse with long sleeves. She was probably in her early 50s, but she carried the years well, possibly with cosmetic assistance, though I saw no overt evidence of surgical tampering. I'd never seen a woman decked out in so many diamonds, rings, earrings, a necklace, and a jumble of bracelets. Her hair was straight, a shiny, unapologetic gray that she wore in a short bob that framed her face. She was blue-eyed, tanned, and attractive without being beautiful. The air around her was scented with lily-of-the-valley cologne, like a faint whiff of spring.
You must be Kinsey. I'm Lauren McCabe, she said, holding out her hand.
Nice meeting you, I said. As we shook hands, I registered the strength of the cool, narrow fingers she offered me.
Please, come in.
She stepped aside so I could pass into the apartment ahead of her. A small foyer opened into the living room, where the ceilings were high and light poured in through a series of French doors that opened onto a second-floor loggia. A black baby grand piano was dwarfed by the proportions of the room.